Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today, we conclude our discussion on the idea of refusing to grow up. Now, we all have things in life that exhilarate us. And for you, it may be a roller coaster, or it may be flying down the mountain on skis, or it may be jumping out of an airplane and skydiving, or basketball. There's so many things that it could be, right? But for all of us, we have those few things that really do it for us. And so when we talk about refusing to grow up, one of the things we want to do is find those things that truly exhilarate us and do them as often as you possibly can. So if you take roller coasters as an example, and you absolutely love roller coasters, find an amusement park somewhere in your area and get an annual pass and go as frequently as you can. If you love playing basketball, join a league and make the time in your schedule to play. Just make it a priority and make sure you get out there. In the end, being an adult doesn't mean you have to give up what you enjoy. Yes, you have responsibilities. Yes, you have things we have to take care of. And you're being pulled in a lot of different directions, but you have to make the time to do the things that you love. And I'll give you an example in my life. Skiing is what does it for me. And also just spending time with friends, with buddies, guys' trips, right? Where you get together, you have a good time. And for me, I've got a group of college buddies that I've got great relationships with. Well, twice a year, every year, for the last 20 years, I've gone skiing with these guys. And it's always a great time. It's something that we look forward to the entire year. And it's exhilarating. I'm doing something I love, you know, and I'm shirking my responsibilities for the time that I'm there, right? I'm not taking care of my kids. I'm not being the husband. I'm not working. I'm just out there just being a crazy person and having a good time. Right? We ski every day, you have a few drinks at night, you have a nice dinner, you go to sleep, you do the same thing the next day. And we laugh and joke the entire time. I mean, that's, to me, is a great time, and it's exhilarating for me. So again, it's just something I've done. It's something I've never given up. And since that time, I've gotten married, I've had children, but every year, twice a year, I do the trip with my buddies. So I encourage you, don't grow up. Do something that exhilarates you and do it as often as you can. And just make it a point to build it into your routine, whatever that routine is, whether it's an annual thing or it's a monthly thing or a weekly thing or even daily. Right? If you love running or biking or whatever it is, put that in your daily routine. But find something that truly exhilarates you and just do it as frequently as you can. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's good to have a coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. And what we do here is try to keep you on that path and make sure that you reach the goals you want to reach in life, and we help you get there. And what it takes from you is just a commitment to join me for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, and in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, I want you to just realize something. Being an adult can be overrated. Spend time engaging with young children, and you'll notice the attitude that they have, that carefree attitude, that sense of wonder that they have for the world. Bring more of that into your life and refuse to grow up. And if you take today's advice, start with something that exhilarates you. If you haven't done it for a while, find it again and go do it and build a way to do it on a regular basis as frequently as you possibly can. And if you do those things, and if you refuse to grow up, life becomes much more enjoyable. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.